This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, Kelvin, and Ayman. Keith Kam is with us in the studios for the Marker app. And judging by the increasing number of parcels arriving at the office, unrelated to work, I think we can sort of guess that online shopping is definitely here to stay. Keith, you yourself, very guilty of the amount of parcels you receive, and you have some numbers to back this up.
Well, I have to say, I have to defend myself here, because the arrival of these packages at the BFM office certainly attests to this, but not everything's mine. I mean, friends and family seem to think that it's just more convenient to send it to the office because there's always someone here.
So this is some sort of Amazon warehouse, lah.
He gets large parcels that get attention. That's all I'm seeing here.
And yes, there is actually data from so far just one online shopping place. That's Shopee, which is a fairly new player on the scene after Lazada and 11th Street, who have been here for a lot longer. But for Shopee, which is headquartered in Singapore and only in operation for 4 years since 2015, the first half of 2019 has already recorded a threefold increase, although it didn't provide any exact numbers. Now, Shopee is actually an online e-commerce platform that's sort of like consumer to consumer. So you have something to sell and somebody else has something to buy, and there's a match, so you have a transaction. Now, Shopee has also seen a 25% growth in its seller base from around 400,000 sellers before to more than 500,000 sellers today. Now, going forward, Shopee says it is expecting more to come for the rest of 2019 because sales periods like the 9-9, 10-10, 11-11, and 12-12 sales, I kind of think they're going a bit overboard here, but they're expecting a lot more sales from these periods.
You know, the number of shopping holidays that are showing up. No, but it's true, right?
It's true.
We didn't used to have. There was one every year. There was Boxing Day and that's it.
And then there was a YES, the year-end sales or whatever.
Sure. And then now you have just any old excuse, really, to kind of create a situation where people want to buy stuff.
But having said that, I kind of like laud whoever it is who came up with the 11-11 Singles Day sales, because that's just so depressing and yet profitable.
And now it's opened it up to 778899. So here we are.
Every month, 112233.
So Keith, you were talking about other players in this e-commerce space. Are there concerns that it might be becoming a little bit saturated because there's so many of them?
So what is interesting is that there is this whole spillover trickle-down effect from this industry. So the government gets maybe an additional tax revenue base. We're talking about the digital tax, which is still being worked on. Banks, telcos, as well as e-commerce payments gateway service providers like iPay88, whose co-founder and executive director, Chan Kok Long. I spoke with him, and Chan thinks the sky's the limit here.
The next 2-3 years, I foresee the e-commerce marketplace will continue to grow. More and more companies are selling online. The entire e-commerce infrastructure or the whole ecosystem is maturing, getting better and better. With 5G, you can see that people will use mobile smartphone more to do transaction simply because the speed and also the new features that offered by 5G. So 5G can be a game changer to further boost the e-commerce sector.
That was Chan Kok Long, the co-founder and executive director for iPay88. Now on to Bursa today, and we're still in the e-commerce space, which Brahim's Holdings is also venturing into. What's the story there?
Yeah, Brahim's, via its marketing and distribution, the Wiener Holdings, is working with Shopee and Lazada to sell its ready-to-eat meal packs. Brahim's is already setting a target of over 100,000 of these packs, a 10% increase in sales for Brahim's. And they say the response so far has been quite good. 35,000 meal packs have moved since starting this e-commerce venture in March. On Bursa, Brahim's closed up 4.6% at 11.5 cents. With the overall KLCI down 0.2%, I don't think it did too badly, but in the long run, Brahim's is still way off its highest.
Keith, thank you very much for that lunch idea and also for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.